goes to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, like Mary, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Betty, B-E-T-T-I-E, Turland, T-U-R-L-A-N-D, date of birth 2/25/1953. Dear Dr. Strom, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Turland with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of calcium oxalate kidney stones. Her last visit was August 7th of 2023. Her weight is unchanged, and she has been feeling well since her last visit. She does suffer from memory problems and takes Aricept and mamantadine, both, with some moderate health improvement. No symptoms of kidney stones and no known passage of kidney stones since her last visit. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea at rest, occasional dyspnea on exertion due to extreme weight, and she does ambulate with a walker with wheels. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Edema of the lower extremities is stable. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight is 312 pounds. Blood pressure, left forearm sitting, large adult cough is 130 over 80. Pulse is 100 and oxygen saturation is 93% on room air. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese and non-tender. And 1 to 2 plus edema of ankles bilaterally and feet bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 29th, 2024. Creatinine is 1.62. That's slightly higher than previous levels of 1.3 and 1.4. The highest level we've seen has been 1.5, and that was in 2021. Her albumin 3.9, calcium 9.2, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 2.5, hemoglobin is 14.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one is stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher than usual creatinine level, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, no pericarditis. I've asked the patient to do labs every 3 months regularly so we can monitor this. And I hope that the lab returns to baseline. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, history of calcium oxalate kidney stones, but none for at least 6 months. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.